My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, never mind Davin's scammer Belinda, could this really be the end for Davin? Listen and enjoy.
No matter how much you disappointed me, I could never walk away from you. When you told me Agnes was a hoax, I was devastated and bitter and disappointed. But still, I stayed. I guess our level of devotion is different.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you got a show to write. I don't.
Yeah, anybody else would have walked. What's wrong with you?
But, I mean, a real relationship. I mean, listen, I gave you another chance when you were fake.
Right,
I
mean, right.
When you were fake. When you were fake.
When you were faker.
When you were faker,
yeah.
Don't choke on your nuts. Things Pip hears a lot.
Joe keeps giving me his nuts to put in my mouth.
This small.
I'm in shape, as a matter of fact.
She goes, it's not, it is not, but it's okay. Let's forget about everything and part in peace.
Right.
I go, okay, I do not think it needed to end this way. I did not think it was going to end this way. But even when you love me, I told you I would never force you to do anything. Even though you do not love me, I will hold true to what I said and not force you to do anything. And I can't forget. I'm happy for you that you can, but you've been a huge part of my life for most of a year, so I just can't forget this.
And our listeners' lives.
For a couple of years.
Yeah.
Christ, we've been doing this bit since 2012. Oy vey.
I can't believe that.
Yeah.
I know.
Talk about milking some shit. She goes, okay.
That's so ridiculous.
Okay.
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 I go, and she walked into my life as a stranger. I thought I knew her, but maybe I never did. She walks out of my life as a stranger, and here I am, changed forever.
It's like reading poetry to a grizzly bear. Sounds less like I do shit.
I thought of it off the top of my head. I thought it was pretty good.
That bear's still going to chomp your head like an apple.
Saying she's not a lover of the arts, Joe?
No. Okay.
I know.
She goes, okay.
Sherwood says, no, bye.
She goes, could you send me the link to delete this account?
What?
Joe's eyes, both your eyes is bugging. Could you send me the link to delete this account? Remember, I helped her delete Agnes's account.
Yeah.
I sent her the link to delete Agnes's account.
Can you help me cut you out of my life?
I'm going to break your heart. I need a little help, though.
Yeah, can you give me some tech help on breaking your heart?
I'm going to rip your heart out and show it to you. I'm going to need a little bit of your help to do it. You know?
I'm sorry, but fake Davin should get, like... Yeah. Like, really mad right now.
Yeah, I don't mean to put you out, but I'm going to devastate you. I'm going to need a little help.
I go, Belinda, if you're going to kill me, then do it. But I'm not going to pull the trigger. Especially when I have a gun right here that I can delete me permanently.
Oh, here he goes.
And she said,
bye.
Okay, bye.
Okay.
Oh, you bitch.
Cold till the end. Cold. Till the end.
You should see Joe's face. I'm surprised that you're surprised, but I'm mad. You know, because it's like, wow, he's saying I'm going to kill myself. And she's like, okay, do it.
Does this just show, you know, through the whole thing, out of all the going back and forth in the lab, I mean, we are here to educate, okay? And it just shows you, for everybody listening, how cold and what garbage these people are.
Yeah.
And cold-hearted. If this was a real-life situation, to go through all that, to be in an emotional connection, you know, I mean, when a relationship ends, you're leaving here, well, take care of yourself. Yeah, you too.
Well, she wants to leave
in like
peace.
That, but,
she wants to leave in peace.
But not the way she said it. If a relationship is ending with somebody, like a relationship you had, you would say, look, it's not working out, blah, blah, blah. Well, take care of yourself. You take care of yourself, too. Mm-hmm. And the phone hangs up, and then you get very upset afterward. But it ends like that. It doesn't end with, okay.
But let me just pose this, because this actually happened to me. What do you do when you're trying to end something, and the other person brings this up, like, well, if you leave me, I'm going to kill myself. Like, that... almost emotional blackmail.
That's what I was doing.
What are you supposed to do?
I'll not just say
well,
okay.
Well, if you're a scammer,
just
you
say
just,
okay.
Well, yeah, well, if you're a scammer, you just say okay.
Well, they've already killed Dick Eldorado. What's one more stupid guy?
Really?
Mugu.
Yeah, right. And you saw how compassionate they were about that.
I know. They were like, oh, yeah, your friend's dead.
I think I was the most upset about the whole thing.
Yeah, you were.
Yeah,
more than they were.
Very excited.
Yeah, but, I mean, I'm not saying say okay, bye, you know.
I mean, you know.
Leave him to his own devices, but that's
why people...
Well,
what do you do when you have somebody with an emotion? You know, like, I'm going to, you know... And...
Well, I mean, I tried to talk him down, you know. Oh, you know, please, don't do that. You know, nothing's that important, blah, blah, blah. But now it's like, okay, now I'm roped in because now I feel responsible for what you're going to do, you know, as a result. But I wasn't like, oh, okay, bye, you know, tough to be you.
I had a girl when I was in high school. When I was a senior in high school, and when I went to go away to Maine to be a lumberjack, there was a girl that liked me very much. She was about four years younger than me.
Mm-hmm.
And she would write me, and she was going through a very bad time. She'd write me all these letters. You know, I love you. I tried to kill myself. You know. And I knew I had to be really careful because I knew that, you know, I didn't want to do anything to hurt, you know,
you don't want
have
to
this girl harm herself.
Yeah.
And my dumb buddy, like Anthony and my buddy friend, I would do her. But I go, don't you imbeciles understand that this is a very young girl going through a situation she likes? She's in love with me, wants to kill herself if she can't. I got to be very cool here with what I said. I don't want this girl to harm herself.
Right.
So, yeah, so it's a guilt thing where you got to be, I mean, you don't want this person to hurt themselves.
No.
I mean, nothing's going to work out. You want to hurt themselves. Yeah, but I couldn't imagine just going to her, well, bye.
I know. Well, that's the thing is that even if, I mean, they're pretending on the other end that, okay, it's all over here, but they're not pretending like, oh, I hate you.
Yeah.
They're just saying that you can't do for me, like, I'm in a desperate spot and you can't help me. So since we can't help each other, I don't see the value of this relationship anymore, but not like, you son of a bitch, I hate you.
Yeah.
But even if you were at that point with somebody, if you were like, you son of a bitch, I hate you, and they were saying, I'm going to kill myself, any human being is going to take pause for a moment and go, oh, God, what if they really mean that? You know?
I don't think they're convinced I mean much of anything.
I don't think it's even met that. I think that they think that you're full of it because, you know, they're saying, well, you've said all these times that you wanted to help me, but, you know, what have you done for me lately? And
as Joe pointed out, I'm always offering advice.
Yeah, advice and not the cash.
You're not offering money. You're offering ways to make money.
I don't find that money's a good foundation for a relationship, Joe.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.